ஞானத்திமிரந்தஸ்ய ஞானாஞ்சன ஸ்லாகாய சக்ஷுருனுன்மீதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருவே நமஹ. ஸ்ரீ சைதன்ய மனோபீஷ்டம் ஸ்தாபிதம் யேன பூதலே ஸ்வயம் ரூப கதாமயம் ததாதி ஸ்வபதந்திகம். வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீ குருன் ஸ்ரீயுதா பதகமலம் ஸ்ரீ குருன் வைஷ்ணவம்ஸ்ய ஸ்ரீரூபம் சக்ரஜாதம் சஹகனா ரகுநாதன்விதம் தம் சஜீவம் சத்வைதம் சாவதூதம் பரிஜனா சஹிதம் கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய தேவம் ஸ்ரீராதா கிருஷ்ண பதானு சஹகனா ஸ்ரீலலிதா ஸ்ரீ விசாகாவிதம் ஏ கிருஷ்ண கருணா சிந்து தீனபந்து ஜகத்பதே கோபேஷ கோபிகா காந்த ராதா காந்த நமோஸ்துதே. தப்த கஞ்சன கௌராங்கி ராதே விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரி விஷபானுஸ்துதே தேவி பிரணமாமி ஹரே ப்ரியே. வஞ்ச கல்பதருபஸ்ய கிருபா சிந்துப்யே வச பதிதானாம் பாவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ நமஹ. ஜய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதார ஸ்ரீவாஷதி கௌர பக்த விருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் கேன்டோ 10 சாப்டர் 63 டெக்ஸ்ட் 28 லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா ஃபைட்ஸ் வித் பானசுர. தப்தஹ அஹம் தே தேஜசா துஷஹேன சாந்த உக்ரேணாம் அதி உல்பனேனாம் ஜ்வரேனாம் தாவத் தாபஹாம் தேஹினாம் தே அங்க்ரி முலம் நா யூ சேவரன் யாவத் ஆஷா அனுபத்தஹ. தப்தோஹம் தே தேஜசா துஷஹேன சாந்தோக்ரேன ஜ்வரேன தாவதாபோ தேஹினாம் தே தேங்கிரி முலம் நோ சேவேரன் யாவதா சானுபத்தா. தப்தோஹம் தே தேஜசா துஷஹேன சாந்தோ க்ரேண்யாத்யுல்பனேன ஜ்வரேன தாவத் தாபோ தேஹினாம் தே அங்க்ரிமுலம் நோ சேவேரன் யாவத் ஆஷானுபத்தஹ. தப்தோஹம் தே தேஜசா துஷஹேன சாந்தோ க்ரேண்யாத்யுல்பனேன ஜ்வரேன தாவத் தாபோ தேஹினாம் தே க்ரீ முலம் नो सेवेरन्यावदासानुबद्धः Vaishnavis, please. Okay, young Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis. Tapaha, burn. Aham, I. Te, your. Tejasa, by the power. Dushahena, insufferable. Shanta, cold. Ugrena, yet burning. Kati, extremely. Ulbanena, terrible. Jvarena, fever. Tavat, for so long. Tapaha, the burning torment. Dehinam, of embodied souls. Te, your. Angri, of the feet. Mulam, the soul. Na, do not. You, indeed. Sevaran, serve. Yavat, as long as. Asha, in material desires. Anubaddha, continuously bound. Translation and purport. So who is praying here? Not we asking all here little Vaishnavas. Do you all know who is praying? No, huh? Yes. Huh? Thank you. I need to pray. Shiva Jwara. Who is Shiva Jwara? Yes. Shiva's weapon, good. And Shiva's weapon, why Shiva wants to fight with Krishna? Shiva would want to fight with Krishna? Yes. Yes. Boy, you are well prepared here, huh? Shiva is a Vaishnava nam yatha sambhu. Shiva is the greatest Vaishnava. And how is the Vaishnava is going to fight with his Lord, Krishna? You want to know? Right. But there was another reason also. There were two reasons. Yes. Yes, because Shiva also wanted to prove that the Krishna has come in the human form, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna also likes to fight, right? And Krishna likes to fight, that's why we also fight. Is that right? Sometimes. So, here is the yoga maya potency is covering over to Shiva so that Shiva can fight. And Shiva is releasing his weapon, which is Shiva Jwara. So in this fourth shloka, this is the last shloka of the fourth shloka, Shiva Jwara is praying to the Lord and Shiva Jwara is surrendering to the Lord. Shiva Jwara is in distress condition. Shiva Jwara is also personality. Remember it says, that is how many? Three heads? This person. Everything is person, personality. Okay, so let's read the translation and purport. I am tortured by the fierce power of your terrible fever weapon, which is cold yet burning. How can it be weapon will be cold and at the same time it can be burning? How is that? Yes. Sorry? Do you know the hot hot, do you know the cold snow? Heavy cold. When you go in the Gangotri, above the Gangotri, and when you go to take a bath, the water is so heavy cold. When you get in, you didn't even feel cold. And it burns. Can burn. You know, sometimes when you get a snow, heavy, like it's, and then the smoke is coming, it's really cold. And if you put the finger in it, your finger can burn. All embodied souls must suffer as long as they remain bound to material ambitions and thus averse to serving your lotus feet. So many things to talk about. God's material ambitions here. Purport. In the previous verse, the Suyojara stated that those who live by violence will suffer similar violence at the hands of the Lord. What comes around, that's what you call in English, goes around, comes around, right? Yes, so we have to pay the price for what we do. But here he further states that those who do not surrender to the Supreme Lord are especially liable to punishment. So, everybody is punished in the material world. You need to surrender to the Lord. Take the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord and his pure devotee. Although the Sivajwara himself had acted violently up till now, since he had surrendered to the Lord and rectified himself, he hopes to receive the Lord's mercy. In other words, he has now become the Lord's devotee. So here, the fight has started, and Shiva, Lord Shiva, has thrown his weapon, Shiva Jwara, which is very hot. When the person is going to leave the body, his temperature goes up way high. But then it cools down, and at the time souls leave the body. So here, Shiva Jwara is so hot. And what happened? The Narayan, the Vishnu Jwara is thrown by Lord Krishna. But Shiva Jwara is in distress condition. There is no other shelter. Shiva Jwara will be finished. But what happens? Shiva Jwara takes the shelter. Now, even though his boss, Shiva, is present there, but Shiva Jwara knows that who is the Supreme? Krishna. So Shiva Jwara takes the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, in the distressed condition. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, there are four kinds of people comes to me. And one of them are the persons who are in a distressed condition. Who else was distressed and at their surrender to the Lord from Srimad Bhagavatam? Anybody knows? Gajendra.
Exactly.
Gajendra was in a situation where he was by the crocodile, caught by the crocodile. Gajendra's position was awkward because Gajendra was in the water. In the water, who is powerful? Crocodile. So Gajendra's feet, big elephant, big. It was caught, his feet was caught by crocodile because crocodile is powerful. Sometimes it happens to us in the material world. We come into a situation where the situation in that situation is someone else is more powerful than we do. What should we do? What should we do? Come on. Should we take the shelter of our family members? Yeah. But unfortunately, what we try to do, we try to take the shelter of my wealth, we try to shelter of my friends, we try to shelter of my family members. But the real shelter is Krishna. Is that right? So here, Siva Jwara is taking the shelter unto the lotus feet of Krishna. And in these four prayers, this is the last prayer. Now, Dhruva Maharaj was also in distressed condition. Why was he? What he wanted? What Dhruva Maharaj wanted? Yes. Yes. Even bigger palace than even his grandfather. Who was his grandfather? Yes. Lord Brahma. He was a little boy, right? 5 years, young boy. A kshatriya, powerful. And he wanted to have the, he wanted to have the kingdom, palace, even greater than his grandfather. So he was in distressed condition. But when he met, whom he met on the way? Yes. Boy, you are prepared here today. Narad Muni. And he took the shelter instructions of given by Narad Muni that follows. So we also, many of us who were in the distressed condition of life in the material world, not everybody, who came to take the shelter and whom we came in contact with, through is, but who is the main personality whom we came in contact with? Come on. So their parents came in contact with who? All your parents came in contact with who? Srila Prabhupada. Right? So that means we have obligation to Srila Prabhupada. Narad Muni, Dhruva Maharaj came in contact with Narad Muni and Narad Muni gave him the instructions. So we came in contact with Srila Prabhupada and we came with a lot of baggage with us, isn't it? But Srila Prabhupada, seeing and right through the heart and that mercy of that pure devotee, removes all the baggage. But now all the desires, which here the point is mentioned about, they remain bound to material ambitions, as long as they remain. Material ambitions. What are those material ambitions usually? Name, fame, profit, distinction, address and recognition, pratishtha, pride. These are the material ambitions we come up with. And as long as these material ambitions are there, difficult to achieve the pure love of Krishna. Now we have come with those ambitions probably, but at the same time we are also given the process by pure devotee. And if we follow that process and we don't act on that ambitions, take the shelter, pray, associate devotees, and we don't act on those ambitions, even though desires might come up, take the shelter, the holy name, then those gradually, those will remove from our heart. So here, Sivajwara is in distressed condition, and ultimately Sivajwara is saying, I am a devotee, I have surrendered to you. And here is showing the magnanimity of Krishna. What is the magnanimous nature of Krishna? That someone, even though someone is an enemy, so of course in Krishna's eyes nobody is enemy. But someone thinks that I am the enemy of Krishna, and if that enemy comes to take the shelter under the lotus feet, then Krishna is so magnanimous, he gives the shelter. Examples in Ramayana is Vibhishan. Of course, Vibhishan was a devotee of the Lord, but he was from the demoniac family. Came and took the shelter of the Lord. That is the magnanimity of the Lord here from these pastimes, from this. And also in the next 11 shlokas, where Lord Shiva will be praying to Lord. Who else was in distress condition? Draupadi. Of course, Draupadi was the devotee of the Lord. But Dushasan was trying to disrobe. And Draupadi just surrendered to the Lord and said, here. As long as Draupadi did not surrender, put her hands up until then, that Krishna didn't give the clothes. Krishna did not release all the clothes. But as soon as she said, Govinda, put her hands up and say, I'm just surrendering to you, my Lord, and I'll see your hands. Then Krishna just started to release. And this is the taste we all go through in our devotional life also. Because of our birth, or because of our education, or because of our beauty, we think sometimes that, you know, false ego comes in the way, and this profit distinction adoration and that's because of the lust greed comes up these things comes up but ultimately we have to come to the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna and we can see from the examples of many devotees even at present we see I'm just for last 1 week I'm reading the book of Jamuna Prabhu, Jamuna Mataji. I mean, see her consciousness, where she was. From the first day, Srila Prabhupada tell her to sit down and roll the kachoris for a whole day from 9 o'clock to 5 in the evening. And then she wants to go to India. Srila Prabhupada says, no, go to San Francisco, open the temple there. She's not even initiated. She goes there. And then from there, Srila Prabhupada says, go to London. From London, Srila Prabhupada's all deities are already established and Srila Prabhupada's saying, oh, in August, Srila Prabhupada says, now you and Gurudas stay here, take care of the deities. And next month, Srila Prabhupada says, come to India. In India, they are in Bombay and then they are in Amritsar. And from Amritsar, they're supposed to, they have train with Srila Prabhupada in the ticket. Going to Bombay and Delhi station comes and Srila Prabhupada says, now you get out, go to Delhi. Gurudas, you and Jamuna and 3-4 brahmacharis go to Delhi. And the person who is going to give the shelter, Mr. Gupta, he had not even arranged anything. The room which he had arranged was just a bare room with nothing. They have no money. They had no money. And she's writing that her consciousness was not with what was happening around her. Her consciousness was, oh, Srila Prabhupada has told me to do it. Just I'm taking this shelter, I'm doing it. Her consciousness was, I mean, it's far out. We miss the soul. I don't read usually much. My mind read for half an hour and then my mind starts reading. But this book, like, I just started last week and I'm just keep reading for a couple of hours, day and night. There's so much to learn. And that's just one example. That is the surrendering. This is in front of our eyes, we can see this. I'm going to read Brahmananda Prabhu's book, Saintly. Just reading that book, you can say that how they had a so close relationship. That relationship was like father and the son. Just reading, you can see the way he talks, Brahman, just father. That is surrendering. Srila Prabhupada says, you know, he hears that Srila Prabhupada wants him to go to Pakistan. I mean, imagine, the war is going to start in Pakistan, he has no money, and he goes to Pakistan. He has no money in the pocket. And that's surrendering to the pure devotee of the Lord. So, amongst you, all of you, many of you have, I'm sure, had that connection with Srila Prabhupada, then I'm sure you all have done so much service here. All the Vaishnavas here, Vaishnavas are sitting here, and some senior Vaishnavas are listening on the internet. And this is surrendering. So we have a shelter, and we have to give that shelter to others. Srila Prabhupada said one instruction. There are many instructions. One instruction stuck in my mind. Mother Jamuna was in, she came to Mayapur, I think, was in Mayapur. Yeah, and she was not cooking. At that time, Pulika, Mother Pulika and Bhavananda's wife, is that right? Yeah, they were cooking. So Jamuna was, Jamuna Prabhu was, she was, you know, she has a guest. So she brought the plate to Srila Prabhupada. She was not cooking. So Srila Prabhupada says, are you teaching them cooking? She was a little bit kind of shy. She said, you know, she was thinking, I'm a guest here. How can I? I'm just come here for a few days, whatever. She didn't say. So Srila Prabhupada again asked her, are you teaching them cooking? She said, no. She said, he said, whatever I have taught you, if you will not teach, you will become envious. So that means whatever we have learned, whatever we have to give out, share with others, distribute. Otherwise we will become envious. Okay, my time is up. So, this material ambitions here we come with, but they will, we have a big obligation. We cannot repay the debts to the pure devotee of the Lord. We just pray, take shelter. And here Shiva Jwara is taking the shelter of the Lord, and Lord is going to not punish him. Lord is going to free. Okay, question.
You said that if you don't preach, you become envious.
Yes.
Envious of who and of what? And how does it manifest? What do you mean?
Envious of others. I will think that I know better than you. I am most powerful person. Bhadradas can lead the best kirtan. Or become envy. Yes, Prabhu. Now he's going to bring the philosophical points. I like to hear him.
Not at all. Actually, I'm going to tell a very nice story about Brahmananda Prabhu. Actually, in 79, Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj had sent me to Africa. And he told me before I went that, you know, you can go to India first to the festival, and then you'll go to Africa to help Brahmananda with starting temples. Mm. So, of course, there was no India. Mm. This was how I worked in the old days. So I had $10 and a one-way ticket. Mm. So I got to Nigeria, and of course, you know, I was a little happy in his first time being in Africa, everything. But then when I got to where Brahmananda was staying, the taxi driver took the $10 and he wouldn't give me change. So I got into a whole thing with him that, no, that's U.S. money. You know, it's got to be more than. So then, you know, Brahmananda wasn't there, but the gentleman staying downstairs came out and said, no, actually, at that time, Nigerian currency was more. Mm. So you actually owe him money.
Mm.
So now I had no money, one-way ticket, no way to get back. So Brahmananda came. I was a little bit, didn't go to India. I'm here in Africa, no money, no anything. And Brahmananda told me, oh, but this is wonderful. You should hear about when I went to Pakistan. So then he told me this story that when he went to Pakistan, they would go on Harinam the first time. And when they sat to do Harinam, some Islamic practitioners had come by and spit in their hands and wiped their tilak off. And you know, Brahmananda is a very large person. So he said what it took to control himself in that environment, not to create disturbance in order to carry out the service of Srila Prabhupada, it was like amazing. So he said, now you've come to a place where we have no problems like this. Only a few mosquitoes, a few rats and everything, but no water, but nobody will harass you, you know. So I was just thinking of fun stories about it.
Thank you. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Nice lecture. So you mentioned about envy, and I was wondering if you would share how should devotees deal with envy from others?
How devotees should deal with envy? Envy with others? Or how should devotees should deal with envy? That's your question.
Envy within themselves. If they sense envy coming from others,
mm-hmm.
you know, how should they behave?
Mm-hmm. How should they
behave? Should they just ignore?
If the devotee, if the envy is coming, you feel that someone is envious of you.
If someone is unfavorable to them.
Unfavorable, envious to you. Boy. Well, best thing is that go to that devotee and say, did I do something wrong to you, Prabhu? That is one way to do it and find out. Now, the devotee might be not envy, but we might be thinking that he or she is envious of me. But that could be possible also. Isn't it? So that's one reason. Second thing is go in front of the deities and say, this is what I'm feeling, my Lord. This is what I'm feeling. Now whether it's true or not, I don't know. But you are within the heart of that devotee also. And please, if that is what he or she has in, then please, Lord, you are within the his or heart, please correct. Isn't it? Because we feel we are in society. Let's face the reality. Everybody is not on the same platform in this society. Some are here, some are there, you know, higher. And there is a possibility that, yeah, someone might be envious of your services. That could be possible. Because in the material world, what is it? In material world, someone goes up, you want to pull him down. Isn't it? That's the nature of this material world. Pull him down, pull her down. Isn't it? But in the spiritual world, it's completely opposite. If someone is going up spiritually, then we are happy. That, oh, that person is doing nice service, that devotee is going up. And just by praising to that person, we will evaluate ourselves. So we are coming with a lot of baggage from this material world. So sometimes, yeah, we arise the situation. So going and praying to the Lord, or going, if you have relationship with that person, then go to that person. I'm saying this way, Prabhu, is that right? How can I serve you? I hope that answers your questions. Any other point? Hare Krishna. Thank you.